the Tom Likas Show.
You can make a loaf of bread for as little as a quarter.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank,
a loaf of bread.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. The Tom Likas Show is brought to you in part by the Mangrate Grill Enhancement System. This holiday season, think Mangrates. Click on the Mangrate banner at blowmeuptom.com and get their holiday special. Pretty soon, the griller in your life will be grilling like a pro, garone fucking tea. Mangrates. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And here we are, as we are every Tuesday. In case you're listening to a replay of the show or a podcast, Adam Sachs is here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, live, so you can call and talk to him. Or every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, live. And that means that rather than listening to a replay of a show where other people are calling in, if you've got legal issues, legal matters, you can talk to Adam at that time. Now, if you're listening live at 6.06 p.m. on Tuesday, the 10th of December, 2013, that means we are absolutely live here. And Adam Sachs here this week at his guys as family law attorney. Adam Sachs, good to see you.
Hey, Tom.
What's going on?
I'm pumped for this week, Tom.
Well, we got the big party on Thursday.
Yeah, I'm working on that like crazy, getting the Likettes together.
Now, our attorney Adam Sachs here is not only our Tuesday guest every Tuesday, but he is also beating the bushes. Yeah, I mean that in every sense of the word. He's beating the bushes, looking to audition the Likettes. He did that, of course, at our first anniversary party at the Laugh Factory in Long Beach, and here Adam is out there auditioning chicks for the gig.
We have some returning Likettes from the Long Beach gig, by the way.
Oh, nice.
A few.
And they're going to be at Cascabo on Thursday.
So, Tom, you know the thing that's interesting? I know you've always said that you never paid spousal support in your life, not one check.
Correct, yeah.
I want to talk about that today, but I got to tell you, Tom, because the show is humorous, and you obviously are an entertaining guy.
Right.
I sometimes wonder if people are really getting the message, which is actually very serious and very real. And being able to talk about it and laugh about it, and we all have a great time here, doesn't take away from the truth of the message. In fact, it should even amplify it, perhaps. I was in court the other day, and you know, I talk to the guy, and I get to know the guy as my client. But then when we go to court the first time, I get to see the wife for the first time. And you always talked about how these women chop off their hair,
right,
and make themselves
gain 50 pounds,
put on 50 and become the butched up lesbian.
Right.
And here I am with this, you know, I mean, I can't really tell with guys, but he seems like a pretty regular, average, good looking guy, whatever. And he's my client and he's crying to me about this woman. And we're going to, you know, we're going to put the screws to her, of course. And in she walks, Tom. And if I tell you, butched up lesbian,
yep,
50 pounds, wearing like man's clothes, pissed off, scowling with a short haircut.
Yeah,
it was like funny in a way. It was like she came right out of Central Casting, you know. And I was in court. I couldn't take a picture of her, but I had to laugh to myself about how you had always said that, you know. And there it was. It wasn't just funny. It was actually true, you know.
I've seen it close up.
Well, there it was, close up.
Friends
for me.
And others who I know who, you know, they were happy, happy, happy on their honeymoon, and then pretty soon they were married to the butchest, dykiest, you name it, barking orders. And
oh, she actually was throwing things at him.
There we go.
And they actually got into a nice little violent thing where she was essentially beating him up. And I'm sorry to tell you, Tom, but he actually called me and he reconciled with her. So that speaks for itself. He had me drop the case.
God, really?
So there you go. But you
she
know,
probably told him to.
Well, I'm sure mommy told him what to do. The other thing is, you know, and this goes back to this also, there's definitely a world of, this is a very feminine thing to say, which is that it didn't work out, but my intention was good. You know, I had good intentions. You know, and there's a great line from Mark Twain, which is the path to destruction is paved with good intentions.
Right.
And it's a classic thing when you sit with any woman and she fucked everything up, and she'll tell you, "Well, I really meant, you know, for it to work out. I don't understand how it went so wrong, but my intention was positive." You know, as though that somehow corrects for the mistake. And what's amazing in our world is how we have things that are meant to be a good thing, like, for example, unions or unemployment insurance or even welfare and different kinds of things where we're trying to help people get back on their feet or help them get money when they lose their job temporarily. And what ends up happening is that because the system gets abused and distorted, it becomes something destructive. And one of the greatest examples, and here I'm coming full circle here. One of the great examples, and this is straight from you also, Tom, is spousal support, alimonies, which we call vagina money.
Yes.
This is something that actually had a very noble intention, theoretically. A man and a woman got divorced, and the woman, you know, was probably less further in her career because she had been home raising kids or whatever, and the guy couldn't just dump her on the side of the road. There was an idea that she ought to get some money from him so that she could go back to school or get a job or, you know, repair her life and get back on her own and be self-supportive. Maybe that would take her a few years even, okay? Which, I mean, on the face of it, that's very reasonable. Then we have sort of the feminist movement and equalization. We try to make things gender neutral, right? We don't want to say when I was a kid it was the fireman, the policeman, the mailman. Now you want to say, you know, the flight attendant,
right,
you know, that kind of stuff instead of stewardess, right? So we take alimony, vagina money, and we say it's spousal support. And in theory, legally, a woman could pay it to a man. And we have some very high-profile celebrity cases where that actually did happen. But let's face it, that's rather unusual.
Right.
I've had a few like that, but they were, you know, strange. They were different. So what happened recently in the celebrity world is that you have the actress Demi Moore, whose personal fortune apparently is more than $100 million, if you can believe it. She was making $20 million a picture at one time.
Right.
And she was married to Ashton Kutcher, which we never heard the end of that because it was the cougar with the young guy. And he's worth millions, but not anything close to her. And she, during their divorce recently, was asking for spousal support, which is absolutely absurd. I mean, it's absurd.
It's outrageous.
Well, she's worth more than $100 million. What repairing of her life does she need?
She just wants to get back at him for dumping her.
Well, that's the problem. That's the abuse part. The theory of spousal support is need. And guys, I tell you, Tom, I wish I could give them all a shake. Because the truth is, if you could understand what the law is and what the potential downside of getting married is, no guy would get married. And women are crying today and saying, guys won't commit, they won't, you know, get serious with me, won't stand up to the plate and all that bullshit. But the truth of the matter is I think that men are actually becoming more rational. And the rational actor would not fall for this. I had a case recently where the guy was in court and the wife was crying for spousal support. And I'm telling you, Tom, you've got to remember, you're in court. You're under oath, okay? And her lawyer made this big argument that she's destitute. And she literally does not have food, okay, to eat today, right now. Now, I saw her. She did not look thin to me, but okay. And she actually made that argument. And so the judge said, okay, until the next hearing next month, I want him to pay her $2,000. And I said, fine, he'll give it to her in like 2 weeks or whatever. And her lawyer said, no, it has to be today because she will starve tonight.
Oh, my.
If she doesn't have money, she's got $6.50 in her pocket or whatever, okay? And then about a week later, my guy looked at her Facebook page, and she was in the Virgin Islands with her boyfriend, okay?
Of course.
It tells you what a crock of shit that all was. And the theory, as I was saying, about spousal support in particular, is supposed to be need. Now, this is interesting. I have a case of a woman who's a teacher, pardon me, and she makes about maybe $75,000 a year, and she asked for spousal support. Now, Tom, think about this. I'm not saying she's a millionaire, but she's a teacher. She makes 75 grand. That's a nice job. It's a nice, steady occupation. It's got pension benefits. It's got all kinds of health benefits, right?
Union protections.
Union, why not, okay? And it's a secure job. It's from the state. I mean, unless the state of California goes bankrupt, which is not going to happen, right? Okay. So she's a teacher. She asks for spousal support. Her husband does make more than her. That's true, okay? But anyway, I argued that there was no need. The judge disagreed and gave her $2,000 a month for life. Okay?
For life!
That's right. So that means that my guy, see, this is the thing I mentioned. My guy is going to have to pay her about $25,000 a year for the rest of his life. Now, think about someone who's, you know, our age, you know, being in your 40s, your 50s. You're going to be paying this woman for 30 years, 40. I mean, you're going to be in the old age home in your frickin' 90s, still sending her a check.
By the way, you're going to be getting $27,000 a year of Social Security.
You can hand it over to her, man. Okay?
You're really going to have nothing else.
Now, technically, it's supposed to be, as I said before, it's supposed to be reparative, where she's getting back on her feet, she's getting back into the workforce. This woman works. It's bullshit. And second of all, it's supposed to be until she gets remarried. Well, I have told you, Tom, time and time again, I have met women who told me they are never going to get remarried because they'd lose their spousal support. And just out of spite, if nothing else, they want to stick it to their ex-husband, who they haven't been married to for 10 or 20 years already. They haven't seen the guy in 10 or 20 years. But quote-unquote, like you say, they're laughing all the way to the bank that poor schmuck is paying this money. Now, we've talked about child support. Child support, to me, is a very different concept. Okay? And one thing about child support, whatever the story is, Tom, it is 18 years of monthly payments at how many? 512? You're the math guy here. How many is it? 12?
It's
18 times 12. Right?
18 times 12 is 180 plus 36, so it's 260.
All right, so that's hundreds of payments, but it does come to an end, Tom. The kid turns 18, or the kid moves in with dad when he's 16 or whatever, 14, and it ends, but spousal support doesn't.
Right.
And the idea that you're paying child support to a child that you had who needs clothes and books and medical care, I can respect that.
By the way, that is why I tell the guys that if you make a mistake and knock someone up, don't compound the mistake by then marrying.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding. Exactly. This bullshit about what doing the right thing, making an honest woman out of her, what horseshit that is. I mean, maybe at one time when women stayed virgins until they were married, but today... Right. You already fucked her 100 times. She's already fucked other guys. And you're the schmuck who gets her pregnant, and therefore you make her an honest woman or you do the right thing by marrying her. You're only compounding your problem because when you go to court with her and it's coming like a freight train, okay, you're going to be on for child support and spousal support.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and women, I'm telling you, Tom, when they're walking out of family court with a smile on their face, okay, because women are super vindictive. And this is their way of getting a pound of flesh out of a guy. And any guy, whatever you make, okay, who's taking 30, 40, 50% of his check every month before he even gets started, okay? And it's slavery. And not only that, it's for the rest of your fucking life.
Right.
So in good economic times, bad economic times, if you move to Alaska, whatever the hell happens to you, you still owe it. It's unbelievable. It's enforced by law.
Getting married is just a bad decision. You can love people. You can have children. You can have sex. But there is no need to sign a contract formalizing that arrangement and allowing the state where you live, in our case, the state of California, but any state where you might live.
Every state, Tom.
Give them the opportunity to start getting involved in your personal life.
And explain to me, this is what I'm trying to say now. We have this woman crying, like I said, that she's broken, destitute, and starving, and she's going to the frickin' Virgin Islands, okay? But let's not even think about her, okay? I'm talking about the other one. This is a real case. She's a teacher. She makes $75,000 a year. Please tell me why my guy, who makes more, a little bit more, whatever, why is he supposed to give her $25,000 or $30,000 extra?
Right?
Does she need it? Is that her lifestyle? It's horseshit. Okay? And even if it was unfair, if he gave it to her, let's say, for 2 years, okay, that lets her get her master's degree or lets her, you know, continue her education or improve her career opportunities or whatever. And I'm even willing to argue about a woman who, let's say, was a housewife and never worked. It's going to take her 2, maybe 3 years to get back into the job market, to transition from being a housewife. I can understand all that. But here's a woman that's making a serious salary with all kinds of union benefits and everything else, and she needs money, sorry, not for 2 years or 3 years, but permanently?
Right.
It's nonsense. It's bullshit.
It's
wrong.
It is bullshit.
And I got to tell you, Tom, I'm amazed, honestly. We talk about O.J. Simpson, okay? I'm amazed. Chris Rock had a whole funny routine about it. I don't understand how there aren't more murders. I swear to God. And I'm also amazed, and this has happened, Tom. I met guys in these places. When I was in Argentina and when I was in Thailand, I met Americans, I met Canadians, I met guys from Europe, from England and stuff, who said, fuck it, and moved to Thailand, and just escaping the jurisdiction of their country.
Right.
They just said, there's no way that I'm handing 40% of my money for the rest of my life to that bitch. I'm not going to do it. Fuck it.
Good points.
Crazy stuff, huh?
We have a lot of guys who call in, they say that they knocked up a chick and that they're thinking about getting married. It is the absolute worst thing you can do. I don't even like the idea of living with her, but still, if you live with her, you're not married. And getting married is the absolute worst decision you can make, the worst.
You know what I saw, Tom, which is absolutely unbelievable? This is actually, you posted the beginning of this, but we can pick up on it. There was that guy, I believe, in Georgia who was going to pay $50,000 to a woman that he promised to marry or whatever.
Right.
That's now the new thing. Years ago, there used to be what was called common law marriage. You lived together for a certain number of years. You were actually considered legally married. And the big movement was to abolish that. And a lot of states abolished it. Like, for example, California, New York, some of the bigger states, you can live with a woman forever. You're never considered married, okay? But in some of the other states, like Pennsylvania, for example, there actually still is common law marriage. And after 5 years, you're legally married. It's unbelievable. They're saying in that case, in that judgment, that common law marriage should make a comeback. That because people aren't getting married, guys and women that live together, blah, 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 a couple of years should be considered married anyway.
That sounds like the exact same argument they're making right now for people driving electric cars. I happen to be one of them.
Really? What about you?
Well, they're saying that if I were using gas, I would be paying taxes for the roadways. So originally, the idea was people are using a lot of gas, they're using the highways, now what they're saying is that people like me who drive electric cars, we should pay an additional fee every year to make up for the gasoline taxes we're not paying.
I thought you were helping the environment.
Well, and helping society in any number of ways.
Unbelievable.
My reward is they're talking about now taxing my car.
Well, they should tax your solar panels, too.
Who knows? By the way, that's a whole other story for another show.
No, but they should tax you. Fuck you. You're using the sun more than the rest of us.
I would rather pay taxes than what happens to people who have solar panels. The folks at the utilities have figured out how to screw the owners of solar panels and essentially enslave them to selling rock-bottom cost electricity to the utility.
Wow.
They get to sell it back to me for the regular retail price.
Well, you said your electric bill went from like 1,000 to zero, right?
It did.
That's got to piss somebody off.
Well, it does. And so now here's what they do. It's the minimum price for a kilowatt hour is about 11 cents. So all utilities in California, and then some of them go up higher.
Right.
Some of them stay close to 11 cents. What happens is they will buy my excess power for 3 cents.
Oh, isn't that nice?
And I have no choice but to sell it to them.
Oh, that's so sweet.
In fact, I have no choice but to be hooked up to the utility.
And then they resell you 3 cents for 11 cents or whatever.
And PG&E sells it for up to 44 cents.
There you go. That's a nice markup.
So I am buying as many electric appliances as I can just to fuck them.
That's great.
I'm getting electric tankless hot water heaters. Put them in.
Get a second car.
Fuck them.
Unbelievable.
So that's the same kind of thing. It's like you're saying, well, since people aren't getting married, let's just call them married and make them give them the same responsibilities, the same obligations.
Well, we talked about palimony, and that's real, and that relates to the alimony thing that I was just talking about. There used to be a thing called criminal conversation. Did you ever hear of that, Tom? That was from like the 1920s and 30s.
Sounds like an Edward G. Robinson movie.
That was a real thing. It was they called it a breach of a promise to marry. So some guy sweet talks a girl, tells her he's going to marry her, and gets her to fuck him, right? Then, after he fucked her, he dumps her, of course.
Of course.
And now she
used merchandise.
She presses criminal charges. No, but she misdamaged goods presses charges on him for seducing her and lying to her and tricking her into sex as though women don't have any choice, right? They're just idiots, right? So half the time they're liberated and half the time they have no brains, okay? But the hassle is, with palimony, it's based on a conversation that no one witnessed. The woman says, whoever he is, promised to marry me. And when we were living together, he promised, quote, he'd always take care of me. Right. And next thing you know, that's being taken seriously under a contractual obligation.
Right. And this is why I tell guys, don't move in. Don't let them move in. Don't give them a key. Don't give them money. Do not set a precedent where somebody can say, see, Daddy promised to take care of me forever. Fuck that.
That's too much, man.
No one would ever be able to tell a judge that and be credible because I just don't give them money. I don't help them. You just don't do anything for them. If they have kids, you run the other direction because the minute you start helping somebody with kids, they might recognize you as the father in some states.
Not a joke.
State of Washington, for example, they are leading the way.
There's no doubt about it. I was watching Dexter, Tom.
Dexter?
This is a show that glorifies a serial killer, okay?
Yes.
That's all. He's the main character. Talk about anti-hero.
And a sympathetic character.
Very nice.
People like him.
A lovable guy, truly.
Right.
Cuts people up. But
because he kills all
do?
The right people.
He kills bad people.
Right.
But in the show, he's got this really adorable girlfriend, and she's got two kids. And Tom, he is taking them to the school play, and he is hanging out with them. And in the show, I'm in the early part of the show, apparently. I'm in like the second season, but there are many afterwards. But anyway, they've just broken up. And the first thing that popped into my head was, she could sue him for child support.
Right.
And that's not a joke. The kids love him. There's one scene where the kid says to Dexter, are you my daddy now? Okay, and he's going to the plays at school. He's doing their homework with them. He's tucking them into bed, and the answer is yes, he is.
Did she know he was out killing people, by the way?
No, she's very naive.
Because I'll tell you what, you never sue him for child support if you knew he might come back and kill you.
Well, I got to say, Tom, the possibility, and we talked about this with respect to fraud and so forth, it's amazing the shit that you could never get away with in any other area of law, but is permissible in family law.
Right.
And that's the big one.
Fraud, for one.
Absolute fraud. Even the contractual thing I just mentioned. If you and I made a long-term contract, Tom, it has to be in writing. There's a thing called the statute of frauds, and if it can't be completed in 1 year, it has to be in writing. It
right.
can't be an oral contract. Okay?
Right.
So here a woman is saying, you promised to take care of me for the rest of my life.
Right.
And she doesn't have a scrap of paper to show that that's true, and yet the judge is going to listen and take it seriously.
How about when she says, I went to the doctor.
I swear to God.
He said that I can't have kids. You don't need a condom. The doctor told me.
Or I'm on the pill.
There is no chance, boys. There is no chance that once she gets knocked up and starts demanding child support, you can't even go. Don't even waste your money or time going to court saying, but Your Honor, she told me she couldn't have kids. They will laugh you out of the courtroom.
I had guys tell to me all the time. She promised me she wouldn't. She promised me she couldn't. And my total favorite is when she's now pregnant and she takes the high ground. I think even you've heard this, Tom. Oh, I don't want any of your money. Okay? She tells him, don't worry, I'm going to have the baby. I'm not going to put your name on the birth certificate. I'm not going to come after you.
Right.
This is such complete horseshit, okay?
Yeah.
Because once she has the baby and she discovers a few economic realities in life, okay, or she goes for any government benefit, they are going to tell her who's the father, and they'll go after you.
Right.
And then she can honestly tell you, I didn't want to bring the case against you. The social worker made me do it.
Well, isn't that what happened with the lesbians in Wisconsin, with the guy who donated sperm?
Unbelievable.
They said, we didn't bring this up. It was state of Wisconsin.
Don't blame me.
Right.
What a bunch of bullshit. Anyway, Tom, so I know it just sounds like a bigger pile of complaints, and I'm saying these things before and all this, but you haven't
By the way, those girls in Wisconsin could have simply said, we met some guy in a dark alley with a Dixie cup full of sperm. We met him on Craigslist. I don't know who this guy is.
Somehow they had his name and address ready.
Amazing.
I got to say, Tom, you haven't lived, honestly. And every guy, I always joke with Gary about this, that you got to come with me to family court. And guys should go to family court before they get married. But I have to say that when you see a guy and he's being told by the judge, you know, thousands X number of dollars per month permanently, you got to see the look on their face, Tom.
They wish they thought of that before they headed down this road.
And you think about some of these things that you do in your youth, when you're in your 20s, your 30s, and then you're going to be paying for it for the next 50 years of your life.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
I tell the boys all the time, I don't know what more I can do, except we answer their questions here, and that's what we're going to do for this hour.
All right.
We have family law attorney Adam Sachs here to answer your questions about divorce, vaginamony, child support, child custody, the prenuptial agreement, post-nups, and those of you with those restraining orders, we always get at least one. Always at least one. If you've got questions involving family law, here is free legal advice for you. All you do is dial this number, 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-TOM. You can dial us right now at 901-3000-866.
Listen to an entire year of internet broadcast history now at premiumtom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
This holiday season, think Mangrates. Mangrates are 100% made in America cast iron grilling grates that you use with your existing grill. These heavy-duty grilling grates deliver exactly what you need to achieve that steakhouse flavor you've been looking for. And those perfect grilling marks. No more flare-ups, no more dry meat, guaranteed. Hundreds of Likas listeners have already put Mangrates to the test. Take advantage of their Tom Likas Show holiday special today. Just click through the banner at blowmeuptom.com, and as a bonus, every order comes with a heavy-duty Mangrate grilling brush. Order today, and the griller in your life will be grilling like a pro, guaranteed. Just click through the banner at blowmeuptom.com. It's Mangrates.
Do you have tiny balls? You know, you once had big balls, but things started changing around you. First television, then your favorite radio station. It all became so vaginized that slowly but surely, your balls just started to wither away. Well, don't worry, you're not alone. Up to 98% of men suffer from tiny ball syndrome. That's right, TBS. But now, there's hope. 4 out of 5 doctors recommend New Normal Rock. New Normal Rock, just by removing ballads, broads, and bullshit from your hard rock diet, will help you grow your balls back and get you back to that big, bald lifestyle you deserve. New Normal Rock. Newer, faster, harder rock for big, healthy balls. Ask your doctor. New
Normal Rock. Is your small business online? If not, you're probably missing out on potential clients. And that's a problem. Let the guys at Premium Interactive take care of it for you. The same team that produced BlowMeUpTom.com is ready to help you expand your market reach by doing everything from logo and web design to creating effective and efficient online marketing strategies. Check them out at PremiumInteractive.com. They've been promoting large to small businesses online for over a decade, and they're ready to put all of their experience to work for you. Now visit PremiumInteractive.com right now for a special limited-time promotion called the Express Website Solution, and it starts at just $699. That's right. For just $699, you can have a complete and professionally designed website. It's PremiumInteractive.com. Just mention the Tom Likas Show and get an extra 20% off. It's time to get your business online. Get started today with PremiumInteractive.com.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. I'm looking at my screen here, and the RSVPs are continuing to come in for our big holiday party from hell Thursday. It's 12th of December at 8 p.m. at Costa Cabo in Burbank. If you are a Premium Tom member, if you are a subscriber to our podcast library, this is a benefit you get with membership. It costs you absolutely nothing. All you need to do is send us your RSVP to party at blowmeuptom.com. That is party at blowmeuptom.com. Send me a screenshot of your Premium Tom account, and you're in. It's party at blowmeuptom.com. If you are not a subscriber, here's a good time to subscribe. Because think about it. If you have three or four parties a year, this membership pays for itself, but the podcast is free. All right, so you can go to premiumtom.com right now to sign up, premiumtom.com. And then once you're signed up, just send a copy of your receipt to us at party at blowmeuptom.com, and you're in. If you got questions and you can't remember what I just said, if you write to party at blowmeuptom.com, you get an automatic answer that describes everything you need to do. It's easy, and pretty soon you'll be at Casa Cabo with the rest of the crazy crew. The Likettes, courtesy of Adam Sachs, and Zach Walden. He's a comedian, and he'll be there.
Right? And my name is Zach Walden, and I'm a magician.
Right? He's going to be there. He's going to perform. And by the way, all kidding aside, he is spectacular, and you will see him. And then, of course, Waden and Foco Liz and a bunch of people you'll recognize.
Say, what about me, man?
The Hammer. Hammer's going to be there. And then the Hammer's got the Likettes. You got to see some of these Likettes.
That's what I was just saying. He's going to escort the Likettes in. He's bringing them together.
Send me pictures of one of them today. Man, oh, man.
I already got it. I'm getting the shit from people. Like, are you going to be there?
Yeah, you're going to be. By the way, I included you in one of my newsletters.
Thank God.
Saying that you were one of the people we would all see.
All right.
At the holiday party from hell.
All right. Glad to hear it.
So, you're in. Are you on the mailing list for the newsletter?
Hell yeah.
Good. Did you read it?
Yes.
Did you see your name in there?
I was searching for my name.
Did you find it?
I think I have like the second or third time around.
I even have a link to your website.
Oh, thank God for that.
Come
Thanks,
on.
Tom.
Of course.
Adam's even got surprise party gifts for people who attend.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I was showing these guys. I got some good stuff.
Cool little thing he's got going.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Tom like his merchandise.
Is that so? I had no idea. So, send us your RSVP. Don't wait. Send it to party at blowmeuptom.com. It's party at blowmeuptom.com, and we'll see you on Thursday. And we're getting close to full. I don't think we're going to have much headroom after this.
We're going to do for the people that show up, Tom, not the party. We're going to turn people away, huh?
Well, here's the deal. The place will be open until 2 a.m., the party of the hour. So I'm sure people will start to leave at some point, and then more people can come in if we have an overflow.
All right.
But, you know, it's been colder than a witch's tit here in Burbank the last few nights.
No doubt about it. It's cold.
Yeah, I mean, really, seriously, it was like in the low 30s or the upper 20s, depending on what part of the Southland you live in. And that means that if you have to wait out there in the cold in the parking lot of Casa Cabo, which is wide open, and I think it's the windiest place in Burbank because it's so wide open. And why don't you just RSVP today? Make the commitment and be done with it, all right? Please.
And we got free parking, right?
Oh, look, very few Mexican bars, restaurants have you seen Casa Cabo?
Yeah.
I mean, it's two-thirds parking lot, one-third building. It's huge.
Oh, dear.
So you're not going to have to park, down by the Long Beach Aquarium and walk or anything like that. You would park right on the premises. But, you get there early and then bring your proper ID and you'll be in.
All right.
God only knows what's going to happen.
Keep everybody out of trouble.
Exactly right. Anyway, we're here with Adam Sachs, and he is answering your family law questions at 901-3000. Tom, it's 901-3000-866 if you have a question. Now, let's talk a little bit about specifically about what happens with people who get injured. You know, I'm without telling who it is, I know somebody, and I was warning him. I'm saying, your wife's having back problems. Now's the time to get out.
Oh, God.
You got to make a gut check. Got to make a call right here. Things aren't going well because here's what's going to happen. She's got a, she had like a civil service job, and she hurt her back. And in the beginning, it was just some exploratory surgery to see what was going on back there. And my associate there did not do anything. He just, even though he was miserable, he just kind of sat back and watched things happen. And God damn it, didn't it happen exactly the way I told it was going to happen?
It's just like that thing with the 9 year with the gut check.
Right.
It's the coldest calculation imaginable, Tom. Seriously. And you got to look at it from the point of view of the judge. The idea then, you know, when your wife or whatever is starting to have medical problems, she's got a disease,
right?
She's got back problems or whatever. Richard Dreyfuss's wife had lupus or whatever.
Oh, boy.
That what they start thinking is, well, if you don't support her, she's going to end up being supported by the state.
Right.
I mean, that's the bottom line.
That's right.
So they're just thinking, well, we've got to stick it to him. It's better than sticking it to the people of the state. So right away, you're going to be paying her support and increasing support. And then when she becomes worse and worse, you're saying part-time working, injured, when she becomes fully incapacitated, her lawyer is going to go and get even more support.
Right.
So whatever shit you're paying her, it's going to double and triple.
Yes.
I've got guys who can't believe that. They say, I'm already paying her $2,000. How can she try to get it to be $4,000?
Right.
And I go, well, she's worse. She's in, you know, she needs more money. And there's never an end to it. I've had a lot of cases where it was supposed to be for 4 years and the marriage was, you know, short or whatever. And at the end of 4 years, she comes in and she says, I still can't get a good job. I'm still working part-time. I hurt my neck. I hurt my back. I've got fibromyalgia. How do you say that? Fibromyalgia?
Osis. Probably osis on the end.
Osis at the end.
Yeah, something with osis on the end.
She's got some female shit, okay? The judge makes a squint and doesn't want to hear about it.
Right.
Because you poor thing, give him another year of alimony, you know? And it never really ends. And in a case like you're talking about with different kinds of injuries, that's the same exact problem, Tom. It's terrible. It's just a reality.
Yeah. And this person who I know, at one point, the arbitrator, this was a civil service job, the arbitrator said she can't work anymore.
There you go.
She cannot work.
I've seen it from like a letter from a doctor. They say Mrs. So-and-so has got all these different things, and she's 95 or 100% incapacitated. Now, I'm in court, and I'm standing next to this woman. She seems to be doing okay. You know, you're joking about retards and whatnot, Tom,
right.
But I mean, there are plenty of people that have all kinds of problems and retarded that have jobs.
Right.
I mean, there's different levels of things. Not everyone's a mathematician.
Here's another one. We talk about crazy broads. How about broads who are literally, they've got a mental illness of some kind?
Well, that's always great.
And what do you do with that? And can you end up paying forever on something like that?
Absolutely. I've gotten clients where they send me dozens and dozens of prescription bottles. And this is all the shit their wife's taking. And she's taking mood elevators and antidepressants and antipsychotics or whatever. And nowadays, I mean, if you look at any average woman, she's out of her fucking mind.
Right.
Big surprise.
I know.
So they've got her on 15 different medicines, and you're going to pay for them.
The minute I see a bottle of, you know, Valium or Wellbutrin, it's time for you to go.
Tom, it's the opposite problem. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a woman in particular who isn't on at least something. Seriously.
Wow. I've told the story many times about the woman I was dating who told me that she turned down a cocktail. We were having a drink.
All right. I remember that.
Yes. And
you thought she's a former alcoholic.
No.
A recovering.
Well, she said, here, I asked her.
It didn't mix, right?
Well, no. Here was the deal. This was early 90s, 20 years ago, okay, back when people were still panicking about HIV. And so when she told me that she couldn't have a drink, at that time, we don't think this way now, but at that time I thought, what is it you can't do? You're on AZT or trying to keep your T cells down? What's going on? Because it's strange. Who goes to a bar and then says, no thanks, I can't have a drink? Alcoholics or people with issues we don't know.
Compromised immune systems.
So I asked her specifically, I said, why can't you drink? And she told me, because I'm on medication.
Right.
Now my mind is really good.
A light bulb.
Yes. So nothing happened that night, and she called me up the next week and said, oh, we had such a good time over there at the Bonaventure spinning around. Why don't you come down to my house in Downey? Come down and pay me a visit. Now, this woman was a realtor. And, you know, if you've ever sold your house, you would never, ever think about this until you dated a realtor. Like, how often do they use these empty houses to screw around in? So I arrived at this house. It must have been the nicest house in Downey. Well, not saying much.
Not her house, though.
Nicest house in Downey. Well, here's the thing. I don't think this woman had an actual home. I think she was always living in a house that was for sale.
Great.
So I come over to her place, and she's got this big Olympic-sized swimming pool all lit up at night, and she's got, like, some candles inside, and, you know, it's a place that's obviously staged to look its best. And I get inside the house, and she's clearly, like, got a bedroom, staked out. It's all staked out for her to sleep, and she clearly has slept in this room. And so I excused myself and went to the bathroom, and when I did, it was like that Southwest Airlines commercial, except I didn't have the medicine cabinet fall apart. I went immediately into the medicine cabinet and started going through every bottle in there. And what did I find? I found lithium.
Oh, nice.
Lithium. She was clearly diagnosed bipolar, and she was on lithium.
Oh, jeez.
And crazy in the head, crazy in the bed. But a lot of these antidepressants mean chicks can't have an orgasm, and right. they don't enjoy sex. Right. And so who wants to be in a situation like that? So I immediately bail. I got the hell out of there. I said, look at the time. It's 9:30. I got to go. Look at the time. And I got the fuck out of there. And she had no idea why I left. And she was like, why don't you hang out? Well, you could stay till the morning. Then you can go to work from here tomorrow. No. Got to get out.
Wow.
And so, yes. Is there something wrong with that, boys? You don't want to date somebody with a mental illness? Oh, but they deserve love, too. Not my problem. You want love? Go to a hospice or something. Go somewhere where somebody will love you and they'll be on the clock.
Do you know how many people meet women and so forth in AA?
I mean, I know.
Talking about asking for it.
That's right.
They go, turns out she's an alcoholic. No!
Or they meet in DUI class.
Oh, that's another good one.
Yes.
Or NA.
Meet other people who like drinking as much as you do.
Well, have problems with drinking. That's the thing.
Right.
Very romantic. So a woman gets a DUI. She's ordered by the court to go to AA or DUI class, and that's where she meets her future intended.
By the way, I dated a chick one time who, she was just very, very circumspect. Because she told me she'd worked as a volunteer in a hospital. She told me she'd also worked for Caltrans. Now, who works in hospitals and for Caltrans? But people have been convicted of drunk driving.
Have to do their volunteer work.
Yes. She'd been a candy striper.
And, court ordered.
Yes, and she had cleaned up the freeway.
Oh, nice.
I worked for Caltrans.
Sort of.
Let me understand.
Well, she worked.
You had a very
life. She
didn't
get paid.
Right? That's what happens. You meet people, you don't know anything about them. You're looking for those red flags. And then you want to get out. Look, you got to look out for this stuff, boys. You got to look out for the red flags. You got to look out for what these chicks are hiding, because they're all hiding something. Believe me when I tell you. It's Adam Sachs. He's here to answer your legal questions at 901-3000-TOM. If you have questions about divorce, vaginamony, child custody, child support, it could be prenups or postnups, it could be restraining orders, God only knows. Just call us at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-866.
Storming halls, breaking walls, and busting balls. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlo Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Costlo. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965. Big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costco got the job done. Quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costco. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number. 818-707-7711. or visit CostloInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlo.com today. Costlo. C-O-S-T-L-O.
There's a new normal channel with Tom Lakers. There's a new normal channel for lizards. There's a new normal channel with balls. There's a new normal channel with 50,000 in a row. And then there's a new normal channel that just screws with your head 24/7. That channel is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio. Two generations of awesome power pop. Stuff you know very well with stuff you forgot about and stuff you never heard before but will blow you away. I said blow. So, enjoy 50,000 Lizards with Balls 101. And when you want to hear classic hits and the songs that should have been, go straight to
Great Big Radio.
24/7 at GreatBigRadio.com, the TuneIn app, and the Great Big Radio app for the iPhone.
Hey, P1s, our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link. From blowmeuptom.com.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. And we are here with attorney Adam Sachs, who is bringing us the Likettes at the Holiday Party from Hell coming up this Thursday, 8 p.m., Casa Cabo in Burbank. Oh, my God, that is going to be something. By the way, if you've got questions for Adam, he's going to tell you now how you can get in touch with him. Adam?
Give me a call. I'll be happy to talk to you. I do answer my own phone. You don't have to go through 10 layers of secretaries.
That's good.
Call me at 800-340-7320, toll-free, 1-800-340-7320, or email me, adam@adamlawyer.com, or check my website, www.adamlawyer.com.
It's that simple. You can hear Adam here every Tuesday, live, if you've got questions for him, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Get everything for just 27 cents a day at premiumtom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dino.
Yes.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner, get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. New research shows that for women, sex sells, but only for expensive goods.
Right. So if you see an ad with some sex appeal to it, it means it should be for something expensive, and that'll get the broads to buy it up.
Sure. Researchers at the University of Minnesota found that when you show a sexy ad to a woman, it generally turns her off. You know how broads are.
Yeah. Except when it's for like gold or diamonds or something like that, then they're like,
yeah.
Well,
they called it the sexual economics theory.
Mm-hmm. And it's a value associated to sex.
Yeah, because when women, they think that when women think of sex, they want it to be something rare and valuable, special when they have sex.
Right.
Same thing with expensive goods. Mm-hmm. And they associate that with sex. Gets them all worked
ads,
up.
Get them all worked up.
Right. They see diamonds and they start to get moist.
Yay.
That's what happens. When they see, oh man, they see the Lexus with the bow on it.
Yeah, then they go
starts
crazy.
Starts coming out like a waterfall. Unbelievably. New study shows that movie violence is often paired with risky behaviors in films like drinking and sex.
So what?
They'd like to point that out.
Well,
so not only do you get the violence, you get the booze, and you get the sex.
It all goes
Throw
together.
Throw it all
you know
in
what?
There.
It's fun.
Sure.
So what if a little violence, a little sex, you know, pops up? That's why people are going to...
It's a beautiful trio, isn't it? Violence, drinking, and sex?
This is not just some study. This is University of Pennsylvania study.
Oh.
It's Ivy League.
My apologies.
Ivy League.
This is a big deal.
Ivy League. So Ivy League, I wasn't even allowed on the campus.
State of Pennsylvania.
Wasn't even allowed to step foot on campus. They said stop.
Right. Yeah, you are not welcome. We don't like your kind here.
I said, I just want to get a drink over it. Stop.
Off to ASU with you.
Yeah, thank you. You didn't talk about sex.
Go to the desert.
Yes.
You're welcome there.
Thank you.
By a lot of young blonde girls.
My God. Every dumb blonde girl and their sister goes there.
Right.
Delicious.
A judge has ordered a Colorado bakery to cater same-sex weddings now.
Yeah,
this Colorado bakery refused to make wedding cakes for gay couples.
You know what, though? This is kind of dangerous. A judge or the government shouldn't be able to tell you to do anything. So I kind of...
Anything?
Yeah. Mm. Whether it's getting health insurance or whatever, they shouldn't be able to tell you to do shit. You should be able to do exactly what you like to do, not what you're forced to do. So the fact the judge ordered a bakery to do something, I think... Do I sound like AM radio?
A little bit.
Cancel that order.
A little bit. I think you've been hanging around with the wrong people, man.
I'm just saying. I don't want to be told things.
No, I agree. I mean, if you don't want to make a cake for somebody, you shouldn't have to
and
make a cake for somebody.
And a judge shouldn't tell you. You should not be forced by the state to do anything. Seriously. I don't want to do it.
Right. Well, maybe they'll challenge this. Who knows?
It's got to be challenged, and even the Civil Liberties Union has to say that the bakery doesn't have to do it. They just don't.
Right. Back to the great state of Pennsylvania for this story about a high school coach who has pleaded guilty to having a romantic and sexual relationship with two players.
Oh.
And he'll serve at least 60 days. Dude's 25 years old.
Oh.
He banged a 16-year-old. Or rather, first a 15-year-old, then moved on to a 16-year-old at one point.
Wait, it's a chick?
Yeah, two chicks.
Oh, no, the coach is a chick, right? The 25-year-old Kyla Hollings had pleaded guilty. The Altoona woman resigned in February from the area high school where she was hired in August, so it's a chick.
Yeah, oh, wow. You're right.
My God, there's
Holy
some
crap,
real good box going down. Finally, a story with some good stuff.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And at one point, she gave a promise ring to the 16-year-old. She threatened suicide.
If the relationship ended.
Yeah.
All those things have been discussed right here on the Tom Liger Show. Promise rings and then a threat of suicide if the relationship ends.
Yeah. If she sent her a Valentine's Day card proclaiming her love for the young lady.
I wonder if she locked herself in the bathroom and said, I'll be dead by the time you get back.
That's just huge. That is huge. A man in Texas is accused of beating and leaving his coworker naked in a ditch.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating story.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that?
No.
Oh.
Apparently, this is a strange story, but apparently the lady next door gave this guy a puppy.
Yeah.
All right?
So far, so good.
The other dude was looking to get down with the neighbor next door.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden now we've got a problem because it appears as though the neighbor next door likes the other guy.
Oh, and this is where shit hit the fan.
So then the dude let his puppy off the leash, number one, and then waited for him to get out of the shower while he was naked, beat the shit out of him, tied him up, put him in his pickup truck, and dumped him in a ditch.
He fixed him.
He fixed him good. That's the way they do it in Texas.
Wow.
Do not mess with Texas.
Wow.
That's the way it goes.
I have to give the guy credit. I mean, he didn't fool around.
Right.
He did an incredible job.
He's serious.
He said, you know what? Fuck it.
One dude's in the hospital, the other dude's in jail.
Right.
That's how it goes.
He said, fuck it.
Finally, a pick alert for you. That new chick that Seacrest is doing.
Wow.
Now got a real bikini modeling deal.
Because she's...
Totally. 100%.
Our tiny friend.
That's correct. Nobody knew who she was before this.
Right.
Now she's pictured with Ryan Seacrest,
right,
and she gets this huge modeling gig. And so she's already out there on the freezing cold beach in a bikini getting her picture taken.
That's crazy.
Got a great body, man.
It worked out for her, and even in the cold without makeup, she just looks ridiculously good.
Yes, yes, she does.
There's
plenty more news for guys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Better believe it.
Check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. There's a brand new show every Friday. It's GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today. Enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.